Recently, I was teaching a retreat in Penang, and when they sent me to the airport to go back to Australia, they gave me a cup of coffee, and it had a straw in it, and I started sucking the coffee through the straw. But the straw was blocked, so I tried sucking harder, and all my disciples were trying not to laugh, because it wasn't a straw, it was a spoon.
咁老師佢上一次去檳城做一個禅修營，咁做完之後佢就要搭飛機翻澳洲啦。咁咧佢有人買咗杯咖啡俾佢飲，咁佢又諗住用嗰個飲管嚟飲個咖啡。咁點知咧，原來佢用咗嗰個係匙羹嚟嘅。咁嗰啲門徒又唔敢笑佢，驚佢嬲。
I was a very stupid monk, but I like being stupid because it makes people happy.
咁老師話佢好中意做一個好愚蠢嘅僧人，因為咁嘅時候咧，可以令到人好開心。
So this is how you can take that happiness and peace when you go back to work.
呢個又係我哋可以翻到去工作嘅時候嘅態度啦。
Okay, next question.
This one is when he is doing the awareness of breathing exercise, and suddenly he saw some lights and.If that happens again, should he be continue to observe the breathing or just to watch the light?
呢個同修問咧，佢喺觀呼吸嗰陣時咧，就睇到啲光啊。咁嘅時候睇到光，係應該係繼續去睇光啊，定係繼續去觀呼吸
？Let your mind decide. You don't make any choice. So you can ask your mind, mind, would you want to see the lights or do you want to carry on with the breath? So let someone else decide, not your choice.
咁你可以好簡單問翻你個心，咁你個問下心，你想睇光啊，定睇呼吸咧？由佢決定。
So remember, keep it natural. You don't control the meditation. You are passenger. You're not pilot.
記住一樣嘢，我哋唔係揸飛機嗰個人，我哋只係坐喺度坐飛機嘅啫。咁我哋只係需要觀察我當下要做啲乜嘢。
So if the mind wants to watch the light, it will watch the light. If it wants to watch the breath, it will watch the breath. And it will ignore what you want to do.
咁呢你由個心去決定佢想睇光就睇光，佢想睇呼吸就睇呼吸。咁嘅時候你唔需要去再俾任何嘅意見㗎啦。
That means you don't have to do anything.
咁嘅時候我哋好輕鬆啦，乜都唔使做啦。
Much easier when you don't have to make choices.
當我哋唔需要有選擇嘅時候，我哋會好自在㗎。
Then you can be peaceful.
咁嘅時候你就可以有個祥和嘅心態啦。
Okay.
Oh, this one is what actually happens to a person who practices meditation when he loses his memory, secondly, in a state of coma, and thirdly, heavily medicated, that is with some seduction, that's with under heavy meditation.
Okay.
呢個同修就問咧，如果一個禅修人咧有三個情況之下，點樣去做禅修咧？第一樣嘢佢失憶啊，唔記得咗佢嗰啲記憶啦。第二樣嘢佢就係昏迷嘅狀態。第三樣嘢佢係食緊一啲好重嘅藥啊。
First of all, people who meditate don't tend to lose their memory. Their memory gets stronger and stronger and stronger, simply because you're training your mind. So.The more you meditate, the less likelihood is it for you to get dementia or Alzheimer's.
我哋禅修咧根本就帮助我哋个记忆力会增强噶。如果我哋不断去禅修嘅话咧，我哋个记忆力会强啊，就唔会话越嚟越唔记得嘢噶。咁我哋好少会有老人痴呆症噶。
The trouble is, many of you think so much when you're young and middle-aged. By the time you get old.You've worn your brain out. There's nothing left. That's why you stop memorizing things.
咁我哋个问题边度咧？就系我哋年轻嘅时候咧，或者中年嘅时候咧，我哋谂得太多啦。到我哋而家做禅修老嘅时候咧，我哋嗰个容量已经差唔多用晒啦，所以我哋就变咗唔记得啲嘢啦。
Number two, if you're in a coma, being in a coma doesn't mean you're not aware. It just means you can't speak.
喺个昏迷里边咧，就唔代表我哋冇咗个觉察力，只不过系代表我哋唔识讲嘢啫。
One friend in Singapore told me her story that she was in a coma, and she came out of that coma. She said she heard the sound of temple bells, and that took her back from the blackness into her body.
咁法师话佢有一个新加坡嘅朋友啦，嘅人咧，咁佢系一个昏迷里边咧，佢听到庙嘅声啊，嗰啲钟声啊。咁就呢個鐘聲就將佢帶翻去佢個生命嗰度，即叫醒咗佢嘅。
And she was aware of her children being next to the bedside, but she couldn't speak to them. She couldn't move any part of the body, but she could hear them, she could see them, and she could feel them when they touched her. But she couldn't tell them because she had no control at all over her body.
佢喺昏迷嘅時候咧，佢啲細路仔佢旁邊咧，佢聽到佢哋講嘢。當佢細路仔掂佢嗰時，佢係感覺到嘅。佢唯一唔可以做就係佢講唔到嘢，因為佢身體完全唔喐得。
And soon the doctor came and said to her sons, "Your mother is dead. There's nothing we can do. Can we have permission to turn off the life support system?" And she heard.All of that conversation. And the son said, according to Chinese tradition, the eldest son has to make the decision. He said, no way, don't give me the responsibility. We'll make a joint decision. They said, no, it's your decision. So the eldest son had to decide whether his mother was going to live or die. And she was listening to every word.
咁咧，嗰、那個醫生嚟到睇到啦，覺得佢以為佢冇得救啦，咁就同佢啲屋企人講咧，佢冇得救噶啦，可唔可以俾我去將佢嗰個機器熄咗佢，咁等佢死咧咁樣？咁咧，佢嗰啲家人就話咧，就話大仔，你係大仔，你要決定你媽媽可唔可以咁樣死？咁、那個大仔又唔肯孭鑊喎，佢話唔得，我哋要一齊決定。咁、那個媽媽咧就好清楚到每一句説話佢都聽到。
She was trying everything to say something or move, to tell her son, don't kill me, son, don't kill me, I'm still here. But she couldn't move any part of her body, and she couldn't speak. All she could do is listen, as her son was deciding to kill her, or to keep her alive.
我諗佢好慘啊，因為佢咧完全唔喐得，佢好想同個仔，我未死㗎，你唔好殺我啦，唔該你唔好殺我啦。但佢用咗好多方法都唔可以將個消息話俾佢仔聽，佢只喺度聽佢個仔個決定，究竟殺定唔殺佢。
And eventually the eldest son said, "Give my mother another 24 hours." Oh, thank you son for not killing me," she thought.
咁咧就最後咧佢個仔話：哦，我都決定俾咗24小時個媽媽，睇佢有冇機會再生存。咁佢媽媽就喺個 coma， 即係個昏迷裏邊話：好多謝你嘅仔，你俾多24小時我。
And in the next 24 hours, she started to be able to move some of her body, and the doctor realised she hadn't died after all. So they never did turn off the life support, and she made a full recovery. And you wouldn't believe that she was in that situation. She was just like every one of you now.
哦，仍係 coma。
Yeah.
咁咧，跟住佢就喺24小時之內咧，佢慢慢喐翻就好翻啦。咁佢而家咧就同我哋一樣咁生猛啦，已經。
So that's one story amongst many that when you're in coma, many people they can hear you, they can see you, and they can feel you, only they can't tell you.
所以喺個大昏迷裏邊咧，係佢哋可以聽到，可以感覺到。出面嘅嘢嘅，佢唯一唔可以做咧，就佢唔可以講嘢，唔可以將佢嘅信息帶出嚟嘅啫。
So if you have a relation in a coma, touch them and talk to them, tell them the latest news in the family. If they like watching the soccer, tell them the latest soccer results, because they're dying to know.
如果你有啲親戚朋友係即係喺昏迷嘅話咧，你去佢旁邊同佢傾偈，掂下佢。同佢講下最近嘅新聞。如果佢中意睇波嘅咧，你話俾佢聽，然後佢喺度等緊嘅消息嘅。
And if you keep stimulating them that way, there's a good chance they'll come out of the coma.
咁咧，如果我哋不斷咁去刺激佢嘅話咧，佢有好個好大嘅機會，佢喺個昏迷裏邊可以甦醒嘅。
And the third question: What happens if, when you're dying, you have lots and lots of morphine and other medications, because it dulls your brain out, so you go into this very, very low mindfulness state?
咁即係個落喺重藥嘅情況之下咧，唯一可以影響到就係我哋個腦啊。因為個腦係好昏迷嘅時候咧，我哋嗰個覺知力就會低咗好多嘅。
And we all know as Buddhists, the last few moments of thought, especially your last thought, is so important to decide your next life. So as a Buddhist, should you take the morphine? Or should you have no morphine and endure unacceptable pain? What should you do?
我哋佛教徒知道啦，最後死之前嗰幾個剎那係好緊要，尤其是最後嗰即係死之前嗰個剎那係好緊要，因為嗰個剎那就決定咗我哋下一世嘅投生嘅。咁所以咁嘅情況之下，你肯去接受嗰啲麻醉藥啦，定係忍受少少痛，然後想可以好一個好啲嘅投生啦
？Please take the morphine, because just before you die, your mind becomes clear.This is where the stream of consciousness separates from the body, and it's no longer dependent upon your brain. Then it becomes very clear. Your last thoughts are still very, very clear. It's just what went before was free of pain.
老師嘅有個提議就係我哋接受個嗎啡，因為我哋個腦咧，同埋我哋死嘅時候咧。個腦同埋我哋個心嗰個心流咧係拆開咗嘅，咁嘅時候到我哋死嗰幾之前嗰幾個剎那咧，我哋個心識係好清晰嘅，就唔係靠個腦嚟作用嘅。
I first noticed this in a story from Tolstoy. The great Russian novelist wrote about a man who was so sick, he was in constant pain and screaming 24 hours of the day.And the family could find no medication or treatment to take away his agony. And this was driving everybody in the house insane, hearing the screaming from someone you love. And after many days, the screaming stopped. But he hadn't died yet. It was a few minutes before he passed away.And Tolstoy said that in the days before painkilling, this was very well known, that a few minutes before you actually lose consciousness, your brain is clear, your mind is clear, sorry, and you're perfectly alert. The best case was reported from a doctor in the United States whose patient had a brain tumor, inoperable, and he told the patient and the family,There was nothing they could do, and they knew exactly what would happen. As the tumor took over the healthy brain cells, the person would lose their memory, and then they would lose all their other brain functions. They would go into a coma and not be able to speak or recognize, and soon they would lose their most essentially bodily functions of breathing and heartbeat.And when there was no part of the brain left to control the heart and the lungs, then they would die. It was a slow death, as the brain would shut down over many days.
咁第一個咧就係一個病人咧，佢係病得好痛啊。咁佢咧即係差唔多24小時都喺度嗌得好辛苦啊。咁我屋企人咧就即係一齊見到佢咧就好傷心啊。但係即係唔可以幫到佢任何嘢，因為佢個痛佢係幫佢唔到啊。咁到佢臨死之前咧，佢就開始之前嗰幾個鐘頭佢就開始平靜咗。咁然後咧就因為我哋到佢死嘅時候咧，個腦同個心流係拆開咗噶。咁個腦雖然話個心啊好多嘢停咗咧，我哋心流拆開咗嗰陣時咧，我係最清醒嘅。咁我哋投生嗰時係用呢一樣嘢噶。咁第二個故仔 ，the second part，second part。咁第二個咧就另外一個人咧，佢有個腦嘅一個瘤，有個腫瘤喺個腦嗰度嘅。咁呢個腫瘤咧就令到佢咧就係即係嗰個記憶咧越嚟越少啊。咁同埋係好痛㗎。咁 咁到佢尾嗰陣時咧，又係老師話，當佢到上下即係走嗰陣時咧，佢嗰個腦開始停咗嗰個作用啦。咁因為你個腦一停咧，你嘅心跳啊好多嘢都會停，即係喺醫學角度嚟講就叫死㗎啦。但係嗰個時候咧，我哋最清晰，我哋個心流喺個腦嗰度係拆咗出嚟嘅。
This was the last couple of hours. The family were by the bedside. He'd been in a coma for many days, and they knew that soon he would die. 15 minutes before he died, when there was hardly any part of the brain left, he opened his eyes, he bent up, and had a conversation with all of his loved ones. A clear conversation for 15 minutes.And then he fell back and died. Medically, that was impossible. He had no brain. But that's what happened. In Buddhism, we know how this happens. The last few moments of death, this was a long time, quite strangely long. The last few moments, your stream of consciousness is free from your brain. Doesn't matter what's happening with your brain.The stream of consciousness is independent. And then it can talk. And then it can know. So it doesn't matter, you can take that morphine. You become suddenly clear just before you die. Or if you have a relation who has Alzheimer's dementia, like my mother has dementia now, she cannot recognize me. But I know just before she dies, she'll be suddenly very clear and she'll be able to remember everything.
咁講返頭先嗰個喺美國發生嗰個腦即係腫瘤嗰個人呢，咁佢係入咗個昏迷狀態啦。佢臨死之前嗰15分鐘呢，即係個腦已經嗰個作用冇㗎啦。咁我臨死之前嗰15分鐘呢，佢就醒曬，就即係可以同佢周邊嘅人講佢嘅嘢，就講咗15分鐘，咁佢就死咗啦。即係喺醫學上嚟講，或者就唔明嘅，但係好似我哋佛教徒呢就明咩事，因為臨死之前我哋個心流呢係拆咗出嚟嘅。同個腦係佢控制我哋唔到嘅，嗰時我哋係最清醒嘅，所以佢可以同佢周邊嘅人傾偈15分鐘，咁佢係甦醒咗嘅。咁老師另外一個例子咧，就講佢媽媽又係即係失憶啊，即係唔認得佢啦，已經係嗰個叫乜老人痴呆症，唔認得佢噶啦。但當佢媽媽臨死之前咧，又係即係好清醒，可以認翻佢同佢傾偈。
Okay, next question. I've got lots to do.
Yeah. This one is that whenever I doing the sitting meditation, I can't do it for a long time. Maybe only after 10 or some more minutes, then I don't want to sit again. As if I have to do something, but I don't know what to do. And there's a feeling that I'm not patient. And sometimes when I sit for quite a number of days, 10 or 8 days, then I don't have the persistence to continue.
Ah.
這個同修就話呢，就每一次坐禪呢，佢覺得就唔坐得長，10分鐘到或者多啲佢就唔想坐㗎啦。咁有時呢就覺得好似有啲嘢要做，咁又唔知做咩好㗎，總之係唔想坐啦。咁跟住佢有時呢就坐咗10日或者8日呢，或者一段時間之後呢，咁佢冇個恆心去繼續坐啊。咁我就問老師，我點樣可以即係令到呢樣嘢會可以改善。
So first of all, do much more present moment awareness. Because when you're in the present moment, time has no more meaning.
咁首先要做一啲就我哋活在當下嘅練習啦。當你係活在當下嘅時候咧，個時間對你嚟講唔係一個問題嚟噶啦。
Time is only the distance between the past and the future, or the past and the present, or the present and the future. When there's no past, when there's no future.Time has lost its meaning.
在時間呢，我們的那個表達意識就是由過去和現在的距離，或者由現在和將來的距離，就是時間的那個定義了。如果你可以在中間，就在個活在當下的時候呢，過去和將來對你來說是沒有時間的概念在這裡了已經。
I'm sure whoever wrote that question can watch a movie for 2 hours.
咁老師話，如果呢個同修如果佢冇估錯呢，佢會睇電視可以睇2個鐘嘅。
How come you can watch a movie for 2 hours, but you can't watch your breath more than 10 minutes?
咁你諗下，點解你可以睇一出戲可以睇2個鐘頭，但係你唔可以睇你嗰個呼吸睇2個鐘頭呢？
Number one, when you're watching a movie, you're always in the present moment. Number two, you're enjoying it. So once the meditation becomes fun, oh, you can meditate for hours, just like watching a movie. It's not over yet. I'm not finished. And so your husband, your wife said, darling, time for dinner. No, no, I'm still watching the breath. It's not finished yet.
即是当你发觉你,即是我说上了人,真的可以这么说,当你发觉,哇,我禅修那个乐趣在这里的时候,就算你的先生叫你吃饭,不行,我都坐紧,我不去吃饭。So
soon you do a bit more meditation and you start having fun. You're enjoying it. And when you're enjoying it, you don't want to do anything else.
當你做多了的時候,你就會找到樂趣,你就自然就會繼續做下去了。Once,
there was a layman. He rang up his monk, his master, can you come to my house to do some chanting? And the monk said, sorry, I'm busy.
有一個人就問一個出家人,你可不可以來我家跟我做一些唱頌?那個出家人說不行,我很忙啊。
What are you doing? Said the layman. And the monk said, I'm doing nothing. That's what monks are supposed to do. And so they must say, okay, I'll ring again
tomorrow.
So the layman rang the next day. Monk, can you please come to my house to do some chanting? And the monk said, I'm sorry, I'm busy.
同樣,第二天他再問,你可不可以來我家跟我做一些唱頌?那個出家人說,不行,我很忙。
What are you doing? Said the layman. And once again, the monk said, I'm doing nothing.
又重複問題,重複答案,那個人問,你究竟做什麼? 那個出家人說,我是沒有工作的。
And the layman said, that's what you're doing yesterday. And the monk replied, yes, but I'm not finished yet.
那個在家人說,你昨天都是這樣答我,都是在做沒有工作。 是啊,那個出家人說,是啊,我現在都繼續做,但是都還沒做完。
So get nothing out of the way, first of all, and enjoy doing nothing.
所以我們最初要學習去做,沒有工作的樂趣。
That's what you're supposed to do as a Buddhist.
我們做佛教徒就要做這件事了。
To let things be, and be still, and then enter emptiness.
我們是等那個事態去展現它自己,那我們說入空性的空間裡面。Okay,
next question.
You mentioned that meditation brings happiness to us. In my experience, for several times, there was sadness coming out from deep inside of me. And I don't know what brings the sadness, but I have to cry. And am I in the right track?
這個問題就是,老師說我們禪修可以令我們開心,他在他的經驗來說,他試過幾次,就是錯錯,是有些不開心的東西走出來,他開始哭,那我問老師他有沒有做對?
Well, don't drink so much fluids that you can't cry.
那你第一個可以做的就是不要喝那麼多水,那時候你沒有水就不會哭了。
And start looking at the positive side of life.
就開始正面地看我們的人生。
In my book, the first story was a story of the two bad bricks in the wall.
老師的第一本書是講一個故事,第一個故事是講兩個人的。
We were so poor in Australia as monks when we started our monastery, that I had to build a monastery myself, even laying the bricks.
老師在澳洲要自己建自己的廟宇,因為你知道出家人沒有錢,就很窮,他都要自己砌磚。I
was so careful to make sure every brick was perfect before I went on to the next brick.
他就很細心地看每一塊磚,令到每一塊磚是完美,他才看第二塊磚。But
when I finished my first brick wall, I stood back to look at it, and oh no, two bricks were crooked.
當他砌完第一埲牆,他再看回頭,他發覺不是,有兩塊磚頭不漂亮。I
tried to scrape the cement out, but it was hard, I couldn't get the bricks out. I asked another monk with me, can we please buy some dynamite? I want to blow the wall up and start again. He said, no, we can't.
咁佢發覺咧，佢嗰啲因為用嗰啲混凝土啊，封住咗啲嗰個磚咧，咁佢拆唔甩喎。咁佢同另外一個出家人講：，我哋買一扎嚟炸開佢啦，不如。
So I was stuck with this terrible brick wall which I had built with the two crooked bricks. It spoiled the whole wall. I was so sad. I would think about that wall at night time. I'd have nightmares because I'd made a bad wall. When visitors came, I'd made sure I took them around so I could take them around somewhere else so they wouldn't see my mistakes.
咁咧，佢話咧，佢用咗咁多心機去砌咗埲牆啦。咁為咗兩塊唔靚嘅磚咧，佢夜晚發埋噩夢，佢好即係覺得唔開心啊。咁佢咧同埋啲人去個廟嗰陣時咧，佢特登帶佢遠啲，等啲人唔好睇到嗰兩個唔靚嘅磚啊。
For 3 months, I suffered and was so sad because I'd messed up my first brickwork.
咁佢因為呢樣嘢受苦咗3個月，佢話最大原因就係佢。自己起咗埲牆係兩嚿磚唔靚嘅啫。
And then one visitor came, and he saw that wall. He said, "That's a beautiful wall." I said, "Are you crazy? Are you blind? Can't you see the two bad bricks?" And he said, "Yes, I can see the two bad bricks, but I can also see the 998 good bricks as well." And I realized for 3 months, all I could ever see is my mistakes, which is why I was sad. When that man pointed out, to the left, to the right, above and below my mistakes, were beautiful, perfect bricks. I realized it was a beautiful wall. I'd realized I was the one who's blind. We get sad when we only see the faults and mistakes in our life. They're there, but to before them, after them, surrounding them, are beautiful moments in your life. Why is it we always focus on the mistakes? And never see the 998 good bricks in our life.
咁咧有一日有一個訪客去佢個廟啦，咁啊睇到埲牆，啊好靚喎呢埲牆。咁老師話你有冇睇清楚啊？有兩嚿唔靚嘅磚頭喎。咁佢話：咁我睇到998個好嘅磚喎，你睇下好靚嘅牆嚟嘅。咁老師嗰陣時就明白到，根本我哋好多時就為咗我哋好少嘅錯誤咧而去受苦，我哋冇睇我哋人生另外美好嘅一面。
The Buddha called that a fault-finding mind. All we ever notice is things which are wrong. When you meditate, you notice the things which are right, not the things which are wrong.
咁佛陀叫呢個我哋叫就專去揾錯誤嘅心態，呢個我哋一般人都有嘅。咁我哋最中意就去即係揀一啲唔好嘅嘢嚟睇嘅，好似你哋禅修都一樣，我哋淨係睇啲唔好嘅嘢。我冇去睇啲好嘅嘢。
That way, the wall with the two mistakes is beautiful. That way, you with all your mistakes are beautiful. That way, my meditation is not perfect, but it's beautiful. Just like my beautiful brick wall with the two crooked bricks.
即係等於佢一千塊磚頭嘅牆啦，只有兩塊。是不靚的磚，但是它不靚的磚，雖然你說令到那個牆不完美，但是它都是靚的磚，因為它用了個心去做的。等於我們做禅修一樣，我們不只是說一定要一個完美的禅修，我們一個好的禅修就可以了。
That way, you're never sad anymore, but you're happy.
那個時候你就會開心了，你不會再不開心了。
So don't focus on the faults. Focus on what's around the faults.
所以我哋唔好集中喺嗰啲錯處嗰度，我哋睇下錯處出面嘅圍外嘅嘢。
Okay.
How do we deal with the many thoughts which arise in the mind while we were trying to be aware of the breath? How do we treat these thoughts with kindness while also trying to achieve mindfulness of breath?
這個題目呢就罵佢，我哋當我哋係做觀呼吸嗰陣時呢，就好多念頭會出現嘅。咁嗰時候我去點做呢？因為睇到好多念頭啦。咁同埋我哋老師教我哋要我哋對嗰啲念頭要友善啊。咁嗰時候我點樣可以去對佢友善，但係亦都同時可以有一個覺察力喺度呢？
Don't put mindfulness of the breath as your first priority. Your first priority is making peace, being kind and being gentle. If you make that your main priority, making peace, being kind, being gentle, the mindfulness of the breath will come later. So you've got thoughts coming through your mind. Be kind to those thoughts. Make peace with them. And be gentle with them. If you try and fight them, they get stronger than you. And they drive you crazy.
这个我们第一个我们知道我们禅修的目的呢，就是要我们要令到，要跟所有东西共存，还有一个长望的心态，对这些友善。 所以当你见到有念头的时候呢，我对于念头要跟它共存，去接受它，去对它友善。这样的时候呢，那个 mindful，即是那个正念呢，就会迟啲就会嚟㗎喇。我哋第一样嘢个，即是那个优先权呢，我哋就要睇我个平和嘅心态。
Because sometimes you ask yourself, why am I thinking? I don't have to think. I'm not being paid to think at this retreat. This is not like work. So why am I thinking?
咁你要试下咧，如果你啲念头嚟嗰阵时，你问一自己：我点解喺度谂嘢咧？我又冇人俾出粮，我嚟呢度嚟谂嘢嘅。我嚟呢度做 retreat， 我嚟呢度做闭关。究竟点解有念头咧
？And the answer is because you're not happy to be here.
最简单嘅答案就系你唔系好开心咁嚟呢度。
You want to be somewhere else.
你系想去第二度。
So once you realize the cause of thinking is the lack of real happiness, your main job is to create happiness first.
咁当你一明白到你点解唔开心嗰个因嘅时候咧，你就明白到点样去做翻个种翻个开心嘅因。
You do that by making peace with things, being kind and being gentle. That's how you make happiness. And when you're happy, you don't need to think. You don't need to escape.
当你开心的时候，你同佢共存嘅时候咧，对佢友善咧，佢自然咧就你会开心，咁佢就唔会影响到你噶啦。
So, if during meditation you're thinking, say to yourself, congratulations, well done, very good.
咁当你真系喺禅修嗰阵时，好多念头咧，你话哦，恭喜啦，恭喜自己啦，原来我可以有咁多念头嘅。
Don't scold yourself, make yourself happy.
千祈唔好责怪自己，要令到自己开心。
And then your thinking will stop.
咁嘅时候，你嗰啲念头咧，佢就会停噶啦，唔需要赶佢走嘅。When we meditate, how do we know what we are experiencing is not just a dream? Should we try to meditate after we had rested to avoid dreaming? 呢个问题咧，就系话咧。 我哋点知我哋禅修嘅时候咧系发紧梦定系真嘅？因为我哋嗰个经验讲系真定系假，我哋唔知嘅。咁我哋咪应该去瞓觉先至去做禅修咧？咁嗰时候我哋就即系禅修时唔会发梦啦。
Ah, you know the difference because after a deep meditation, when you really have been peaceful, you got so much energy afterwards. But if you've been dull in meditation, when you come out, you're still dull.
咁你做到一个禅修嘅系，你做到一个好深嘅禅定咧，你有嗰个喜悦嘅时候咧，你个心同埋你个身体都系充满咗能量嘅，咁你就会知道个分别啦。如果你喺个禅修度开心嘅话，你出嚟都系开心嘅；但系如果你戆居居咁去禅修咧，出嚟都系咁戆居居嘅。
So after a deep meditation, everything is beautiful, everything is happy, and after a dull meditation, everything is boring and depressing and dull.
咁如果你经历过嗰个我哋话个禅乐嘅话咧，咁你就知道啊，呢个人生系好美好嘅，咩都好好嘅，好开心嘅。但系如果我哋戆居居咁去做咧，咁出嚟咧，我哋都仍然系觉得戆居居嘅又系。
That's where many husbands tell me, after they've been to a long meditation retreat, their mind gets so still that everything is beautiful. And they go home and they see their wife. Darling, have you been to spa? You look so beautiful.
咁有啲老师有啲嗰啲即系丈夫嗰啲咁嘅禅修者咧，佢哋去做完一个长期嘅闭关之后咧，翻到屋企咧，见到个太太话：，哇，你好靓啊！你做完 spa 嚟啊，咁靓嘅。
That's a sign your husband has had good meditation retreat.
咁嘅時候，即係你個先生有個好嘅禅修啦，因為佢個心係好平靜啊。
Okay, next question.
If I don't breathe hard or deeper, I can't really feel my in breath or out breath. But if I do, after a while, I feel the chest. There's a pain in the chest. And if not focused on breathing, then how should I start as a beginner? I think it's other techniques. I think.
Yeah.
個問題就話咧，佢呢個同修就話佢呼吸嘅時候要好用力嘅，或者好深嘅呼吸咧，佢先至感覺到嗰個呼吸同埋即係入息同埋出息啊。但係佢咁樣做嘅時候咧，佢冇幾耐就覺得個胸口好痛啊。咁就佢問老師咧，如果我唔做嗰個呼吸禅修咧，可唔可以有其他方法去做咧？因為佢係一個新丁嚟嘅，新入行嘅。
The person who wrote that question is going to the breath too quickly. Spend more time on present moment awareness.
咁呢個同修寫嘅咧，就因為你太快入咗去個觀呼吸度啊。我哋之前要做啲潛能功夫，就係去住在當下，我哋要留意呢一刻你做緊啲乜嘢。
One of the biggest problems of people doing breath meditation, they go to the breath too quickly. They haven't really prepared their mind enough first.
咁好多人做都有呢個咁嘅機會會犯錯，就係、是、我哋太心急去做嗰個觀呼吸啊。前行嘅方法即係坐定定嗰度咧，我哋做得太少啊，就唔夠啊。
So if you do present moment awareness first, then when you go on to the breath, it's just so calm and natural, you don't have that problem.
咁如果我哋之前嘅前行功夫咧，即係我哋觀在而家當下做緊乜嘢嗰個功夫做夠嘅話咧，你去觀呼吸嗰陣時就好輕鬆噶啦。
The breath is natural and peaceful, it never hurts your chest.
因為那個呼吸是很自然，是很輕鬆的，它不會去傷害你的胸口的。
For those of you who really are good meditators, you can do what I do. I never even look for the breath. I just sit down, make my body comfortable, get in the present moment, and as I relax more and more, the breath comes to me. It's just what happens, it's a natural part of letting go.
老師話，即係如果喺個即係我潛修者咧，好似老師一樣咧，就咁坐低咧，第一樣嘢我哋只係需要揾一個好舒服嘅坐姿，令到自己舒服。咁嘅時候咧，好自然地咧，嗰、那個呼吸就會嚟揾我哋噶啦。
And when the breath comes naturally, it's also always really peaceful and very nice. So I don't even force it. I just sit there and do absolutely nothing, and then the breath just comes.
咁、那個呼吸咧，佢自己本身係好自然，係好輕鬆嘅，好舒服嘅。咁佢自然會嚟嘅，我哋根本就係唔需要做任何嘢，佢就會嚟噶啦。
Next question.
Yeah, this is a short one. And after the meditation, my body and mind feels relaxed. But afterwards, sitting meditation afterwards, and then sometimes I feel there's a headache. Chinese.
這個同修說呢，他個做禅修的時候，他身體和心呢都覺得很輕鬆，但是呢他坐禅完之後呢，就有時候會覺得頭痛，為什麼？
Usually the headaches, usually they come about by trying too much, trying too hard. If you keep it natural, you never get headaches. It may be a second cause, as you all know, it might be the food or not taking enough water.So try the obvious things first of all, to drink lots of water, and maybe to exercise with doing some walking meditation. And if that's not the cause, it must be you're trying too hard.
通常有幾個原因啦。第一樣嘢就可能飲水唔夠啊，咁你可以飲咗啲水先去做禅修啦。第二樣嘢就可能你個輕鬆唔夠啊，咁你要行禅啊，令到個身體輕鬆先至坐啦。咁呢兩樣方法都唔得嘅話咧，就可能你做嗰陣時係太過緊張啦。
If that doesn't work, take aspirin.
再唔得嘅話咧，就食aspirin 就阿司匹林，即係嗰啲頭痛藥。
Okay.
Oh, this one, I try. You said meditation. You said meditation is just let go, and let go, and then even let go trying. You said yesterday, and then is that.Same as that, I think it's Zen tradition. Say when your mind is clear, then you see the nature of reality. Is that the same?
呢個中文咧，佢話咧禅修，我希望我冇譯錯俾法師聽啊。佢話禅修係放下再放下，連放下都放下， 因為昨天老師說話連放下去嘗試都要放下的嘛，有個同修問過的。那這個問題就是說，究竟這件事是等於佛教的，我想是應該禪宗的明心見性是不是一樣？如果不是的時候是什麼？
Yeah, of course it's all the same. This is the path of letting go of the Buddha. And when your mind is very peaceful, you do see things as they truly are. Samadhi Pachayang Yata Buddha Yana Dasana. That's in Nepali. From stillness, you see things as they truly are. It's always been the way of all types of Buddhism. It doesn't matter whether it's Tibetan Buddhism, whether it's Mahayana Buddhism, Chinese Buddhism, or even if it's Australian Buddhism. It's all exactly the same.
咁老師話佛陀個主要嘅教導要我哋放下咧，咁我哋唔理你係藏傳乜嘢傳啊、大乘啊乜嘢嘅話，就算係當係澳洲嘅佛法咧，我哋都有一個同一個道路，就係、是、喺個靜裏邊咧，即係 stillness 裏邊咧，我哋見到嗰、那個真個實相啊，即係等於你話個明心見性，根本大家都同埋一條路嘅啫。
In Sri Lanka, we call it tea. In Chinese, cha.In English, tea, it's got different names, but it all tastes the same.
咁好似茶咁啦，我哋中文叫茶啦，喺英國人叫 tea， 即係亦叫茶啦。斯里蘭卡話大東有隻
tea，
咁喺斯里蘭卡話叫 tea， 咁就不過都係茶，同一個味道，不過唔同嘅名嘅啫。
So Mahayana, Theravada, Vajrayana, in fact, I like to join them all together.Because there's too much separation between Buddhists. We're all brothers and sisters. So, joining them all together, I take the H from Hinayana. I add the Aha from Mahayana. And the Yana from Vajrayana. What does that spell? Hahayana.
Hahayana.
That's my Yana. So I am a follower of the Hahayana.
咁老師話呢，我哋即係佛教人只會分南傳啦，就北傳啦、密城啦。咁老師覺得根本就大家都一樣嘅。佢希望呢就將三，而家叫上座部㗎啦，唔係小城㗎啦。而家冇小城呢個 term 啦。咁呢老師話想將個三樣嘢join埋呢，就叫做哈哈呀那。笑城。
Very good. Okay, next question.
This one is quite long. It's four questions. The four questions. First one is for sitting meditation. Is it possible that we can eliminate our past karma or karmic obstructions?
Okay, that's the first question.
The first one. And the second one.
One at a time, then translate.
Yeah, okay. 咁第一個問題就問咧，坐禅啊，即係坐禅咧，係咪可以清除咗自己過去嘅業力同或者業障啊？
Yes, you can, by forgiving yourself. There's no reason that you should keep punishing yourself. So let it go. Acknowledge what you've done, forgive it, which means you're not punishing yourself, and learn not to make the same mistake again.
是可以的，但你要学习去宽恕自己，不要再去惩罚自己过去做错的事。
And eventually, if you become so one, a stream winner, then much of that bad karma can never affect you ever again.
当你证到初果的时候 当你证到初果的时候呢，所有的所谓的业力都不会对你有影响的了。
So the answer is yes, it can be done.
所以就说是可以的。Stream 那个是一初果，我没记错，一个。
Yeah, the first stage of enlightenment in Theravada.
Yeah. I just asked them because I'm not sure about the Chinese term.
Yeah. Next question.
And for the karma or karmic obstructions, is it replaceable? And someone say yes, it can't. And somebody say no, it can't. But really, what exactly can it or cannot?
Okay.
这个题目就是问呢，它是业力或者叫业障呢，究竟可唔可以代替嘅呢？咁有啲人话得，有啲人话唔得，咁究竟得定唔得呢？
The only people who cannot become enlightened in this life is if you've murdered your parents deliberately or if you've killed an enlightened being, or if you've wounded the Buddha in this lifetime. Has any of you done that?
No.
So you can all become enlightened.
老師話有三種人就喺呢一世啊，即係唔會有機會可以正覺嘅，就係第一樣嘢你有意咁去謀殺你父母啦，第二種你就係出佛心願即係殺過佛陀啦，第二種係咩？同埋殺阿羅漢五無間罪啊
The five sins. So, if you haven't done any of those, then you can become enlightened. So, all other karmas can be overcome.
咁如果你冇做呢啲嘢嘅話咧，你唔使驚，你係會得到正覺嘅。咁佢話你唔會話嗰個karma，所以一定係可以克服嘅。
In the time of the Buddha, there was a man called Angulimala. He was a serial killer. He cut off people's fingers. He was really bad man. And he became enlightened. Are there any serial killers here on the retreat? No? Well, if there were, if serial killers can become enlightened, surely you can.
咁佛經喺佛陀嘅時代咧，有一個人，我唔知中譯叫咩，Angulimala。 咁佢咧就係一個佢殺咗好多個人嘅，佢因為佢受咗啲梳把，佢殺咗好多人嘅。因為佢撞到佛陀，咁佢嗰一世就成到佛嘅。所以你呢度有冇一啲係成日殺人嘅人喺度咧？有就要諗一諗，我哋有個佛陀。<笑>
So, as President Obama said, "Yes, we can."
所以話咧，我哋可以。Yes, we can. And the third one. And you said that we must be kind to us and be gentle to our hearts. But sometimes I use this as an excuse so that if I don't want to sit, then I just quit. And I don't want to have the persistence to sit. And then so, am I spoiled because of this? I'm Chinese. 咁呢個同修好實際，我成日都係咁嘅。 咁個法師話：我哋要對自己好啲啦，對個心要友善啦，要親切啦。咁好多時我哋用呢個做藉口啦。我一攰或者痛咧，我就唔坐啦。我好攰啊，我要對自己好啲，咁我就唔坐啦。咁嗰時候我哋咪即係將自己仲壞咗咧
？If you're really peaceful, if you're really kind, if you're really gentle, you don't want to do anything, which is why you sit there for long periods of time, so that if you want to quit. You're not making peace. You're trying to change things. That's not making peace. You're not being kind. You're actually trying to get rid of things, which is not being kind. You're not really being gentle. You're moving too much. So try to understand what making peace really is, what kindness truly is. Kindness means you can be at peace with anything, with pain or whatever. It's unconditional kindness.
咁我哋要搞清楚，我哋话点样要对自己友善同埋温柔咧？我呢个系一个无条件嘅友善同温柔，即系好嘅我哋接受，唔好嘅要接受，即系痛我哋去共处，唔痛又系咁开心。我哋嘅目的就系要做一个祥和嘅心态，所以我哋要搞清楚呢样嘢，唔系话去即系一喐就一痛又喐，系另外一回事嚟噶。
If you try and quit, you're letting go of the wrong thing. One of my disciples in Australia, a Westerner, he wanted to keep the five precepts, which means not taking alcohol. A few days after he took the five precepts, he went to a party. And when his friend offered him a glass of whiskey, he said, "No, no, I can't take that anymore. I'm a Buddhist." And his friend said, "Ah, you're a Buddhist. Well done. I know about Buddhism. Buddhism is about letting go. Come on, let go and have a glass of whiskey."
咁老師佢講一個例子咧，就係有個朋友咧，佢啱啱受咗五戒啊。咁五戒之後，佢殺到人網酒咧，咁佢話唔飲得酒嘅。咁佢跟住去一個啲酒會咧，咁有人就俾佢飲杯酒啊，一支威士忌俾佢飲啊。咁佢我唔得啊，我係佛教徒，我要守五戒，我唔飲得酒啊。咁嗰個人就話：我都識佛教嘅，你要 letting go， 你要放下噶嘛。
So you have to let go of the right thing, not the wrong thing.
咁所以我哋要學習放低一啲唔好嘅嘢，唔係放低一啲好嘅嘢。Okay. 咁第四個 ，the last one is when I sit for sitting meditation, not after a few minutes, then I cannot control my emotion, and my tears coming down, and I cannot stop it, and I feel very sad and sorrowful, and I don't know why. 咁呢個問題呢，就係話呢，佢好多時間坐禅呢，坐得唔係好耐之後呢，咁佢就開始控制唔到自己嘅情緒呀，咁呢眼淚就一路咁流落嚟呀，咁就好好傷心同好悲哀呀，咁佢連自己都唔知做乜咁戇居自己。
Okay, so what you should do, find a nice quiet place in the temple, sit down and do crying meditation.
咁老師話搞一個好方法，你就喺個廟宇裏面啦，搵一個好靜冇乜人見到你嘅地方，坐低做喊嘅禅修。
So just let yourself cry, see how much you can cry.
咁睇下你可以喊得幾耐啦。
Then you find you can't.
咁你諗下你自己你就冇眼嚟喊㗎啦。
When you want to cry, you can't. When you don't want to cry, you do.
咁當你會發覺你想喊嘅時候你就喊唔到，但你唔想喊嘅時候呢，啲喊係自己嚟嘅。
So you understand a lot about the nature of your mind.
咁嘅時候你就明白，對你嘅心嘅了解就會多好多啦。
And after a while you realize you can't control your mind.
咁嘅時候你會發覺原來你係唔可以控制到你個心嘅。
So all you do, you let it be.
咁我哋可以做到嘅咧就係由佢啦。So you, 實相就係咁啦。
So you tell your mind, if you want to cry, it's okay by me. I'm not hurting anybody.I'm not breaking any precepts. Never, the Buddha never said you mustn't cry. So if you want to cry, mine, fine. If you don't want to cry, fine.
咁你係你要同個心講，你中意喊就喊啦。總言之，我冇破戒，我冇害到人。咁佛陀冇害到唔準我喊嘅。咁你中意喊你就喊啦。
So you make peace with your emotions. You can't control your emotions. Make peace with them. Accept them.
咁我哋唔可以，我哋要同啲情緒去共處嘅，因為我哋唔可以去控制佢嘅，我哋只不過同佢係做一個好朋友。
Be kind to them. If you want to cry, fine, let yourself cry. Be kind, open the door of your heart to your tears. And if you don't want to cry, fine, open the door of your heart to the fact you don't want to cry.
咁我哋學習就係，如果你真係想喊嘅時候就喊啦，如果你想唔喊嘅时候就唔喊啦，即係我哋要好与唔好我哋都要同佢共处。
Because it's only when we try and control or suppress our emotions, that's when they get worse. That's where the problem comes from.
因为当我哋尝试去控制或者去克服嗰啲情绪嘅时候呢，嗰陣时啲大问题先会出现㗎。
So we don't control our emotions, we learn from them.
我哋唔係控制佢，我哋喺佢其中先去學習。
Okay.
Another one. I'm still relatively new about Buddhism, and I hear pretty often about jhana. And jhana in meditation. What is exactly jhana means? And do you mind give example of it?
Oh, the jhanas. These are the beautiful parts of meditation. You're sitting there and you can't feel your body. You're having the best happiness of your life. Pure bliss, pure love, peace, stillness. As the Buddha said, this is from the sutras, he called the happiness you experience in the jhana Sambodhisukha.Which means enlightenment happiness. It's not enlightenment yet, but it's very close. In the jhanas, you know through your own experience what it feels like to be a Buddha. Enlightenment happiness, your first taste. Ooh, this is good. In the Mahāhatipadopama Sutta,which was the first sutta which was taught in Sri Lanka. Mahinda, the great Arahat who took Buddhism to Sri Lanka, said This is the first footprint of the Buddha, the first jhana. You're literally standing in the footprints of the Buddha when you experience the jhana. These are not just joyful, but these are very, very powerful for your understanding of what Buddhism is.
Jhana 呢個字，我哋中文譯做禪冷，我應該冇譯錯呢個禪冷。咁呢個咧就係一個心境咧。嗰個心境咧就係喺你會覺得係好開心，但嗰個開心個樂咧就唔係話有條件嘅樂嚟嘅，係一個另外一類嘅感覺嚟嘅。你要去到嗰個位就明白我哋講乜嘅。咁呢個咧就係嗰個樂咧就係好接近解脱嘅樂，但係雖然你唔係嗰陣時你唔係已經證悟咗，但係已經係好接近證悟嘅樂。咁呢個咧就喺佛陀嚟講咧，佢話咧呢個係我哋喺世間之中咧，我哋係得唔到嘅。即係你當你到嗰個位嘅時候咧，咁你就明白我哋講乜。我只可以咁講。
It's like winning the lottery, only in meditation. Do you want to win the lottery? This is much better than winning the lottery.
我哋話比中六合彩仲好，仲開心嘅，即係嗰個樂係唔係我哋可以用言語講出嚟嘅。
And I'll say more about it later.
咁老師會遲啲再講嘅，關於 Jhana。Oh, this is a long one. Sila, Samadhi, and Panya, which one is the meditation?The three, 戒定慧。這個同修問呢，戒定慧呢，哪一個是禅修？
Sila is your virtue. Samadhi is stillness. This is what meditation leads to. Don't call it concentration. That's bad translation. Call it stillness. And panya is wisdom. Virtue, stillness, and wisdom.
And which one is meditation? The question is
Samadhi.
Samadhi, yeah.
Samadhi is stillness.
個界定位個定呢，老師用個字用 stillness， 即真係定啦。就因為英文有時用 concentration 呢，就係集中啊，就唔夠咁定嘅。咁我用 stillness 呢個字，我哋跟住會用呢個字嘅。咁就就係個定啊，界定位。咁喺禅修嚟講咧，個定就係個禅修啦。
But your virtue.Makes stillness very strong. You start, what does virtue mean? Letting go of all the stupid things you can do, all the hurtful things you can do. That's called virtue. And then you let go even more till the mind becomes very still. And last of all, you let go of delusion, which is called wisdom. It's all a path of letting go.
咁可以咁講，用個三個層次嚟講，放下啦。Sila 就個戒，我諗呢個大家都好知，就係我哋係放低一啲好蠢或者害人嘅動作嘅行動，我哋唔做就我哋嘅戒，所以我哋有個功德喺度。咁定咧，頭先你講嗰個咧，我哋一定咧就係亦都係放低咗好多嘢，你先有個定嘅。咁當你放低曬所有嘅嘢嘅時候咧，我哋嘅智慧就會出現啦。咁就呢個就係個 wisdom， 就嗰個最後。
Even in our temples in Perth, we don't have donation boxes. We have letting go boxes.
咁老師佢喺澳洲咧用嗰個字功德箱咧，佢寫係放下嘅箱 ，letting go， 就唔係寫 donation， 唔係寫捐款箱。
Okay, next question.
And yeah, the second question you answered already. How do they relate to each other?
Yeah.
And the last one is, what is Vipassana, the insight?
What is insight is what happens when you're peaceful, when you're still. You see?
Sorry, I forget to translate in Chinese. 咁我唔好意思，佢第二個咧就問係同界定位有咩關係啦。咁頭先老師答咗噶啦。咁最後個問題我就問係個內觀係乜嘢嚟嘅？
When you're peaceful, you see things deeper than you've ever seen before. When you get into very deep states of peace, for example the jhanas, there are things which you've never experienced before. This gives you the data to get insight. Insight and calm always go together. My master Ajahn Chah would put up his hand and say, "Now you can see the front of my hand, but the back is right behind. Now you can see the back of my hand, but the front is right behind, because you can't have a back of a hand without the front of a hand." He said, that's like samatha, that's like vipassana. Sometimes you can only see insight, but peace, calm is right behind. Sometimes you think you're only seeing calm, but insight is right behind. You cannot separate them.
我哋话个，即系我哋个中文，我哋成日都系叫止观一齐嘅，就唔会话我有止就冇观嘅。那个观嘅意思就系个内观啊。当你好平静嘅时候咧，你就睇啲嘢好清楚，那个就系佢叫观啊。但系嗰个止咧，即系头先我哋讲个 stillness 你有呢一个peaceful，你先至可以有个观。咁好似阿老师讲话，佢老师阿姜茶咧就会用个比喻啊，俾你睇住只手嘅手嘅前边嘅话咧，如果你话系个观嘅话咧，佢后边咧又有个定喺后边嘅。 即係一個手一定有個手掌，亦都有個手背，係兩個唔分唔開嘅。
How many more questions? Okay. Okay. Three.
Okay, good.
Okay. You got time?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel my neck and shoulder very tired after sitting meditation. Is my gesture? I think it's the posture having problem. Do I need to sit straight? I find tired because I try to make my body straight. Would you please tell us the proper posture? Because I'm only for the daytime. So if you have toilet before, I'm say sorry for that.
Okay.
I translate it. 呢個同學同修話佢坐禅之後咧，就覺得條頸同埋個膊頭好攰啊。咁佢覺得係咪佢坐得個坐姿唔好咧？ 咁佢問係咪要坐得好直？咁但佢覺得佢坐直嘅時候咧，佢覺得佢好攰啊，因為佢要好用力去令到自己坐直啊。咁佢就想問老師，即係應該點樣坐？It
means if your shoulders and neck are tired, you have been in a bad posture. So don't try and keep it straight. That will give you bad aches and pains. If that's you, I'd find a chair. If you can't find a chair, find a nice bench and lean against the wall until you feel just nice.
即係如果你夾硬將個膊頭同條頸伸得好直嘅話，你會好攰，好辛苦嘅。咁你可以嘗試坐凳啦，就令到自己舒服啲啦。如果冇凳咧，就挨佢個膊牆啦，要令到自己個膊頭同頸都覺得舒服為止。
Okay.
And why meditators should stay away from overindulgence in sensual pleasures? And what is the difference between sensual pleasures and meditative bliss?
I have to translate it.
So if you indulge in sensual pleasures, it just gives you more suffering in the five sense world, and it makes the five senses stronger and stronger. So what we're trying to do is to lower and weaken the five senses so the sixth sense can be stronger, the mind. And the difference is much more happiness from the sixth sense of the mind. So after a while, this is one of the reasons I became a monk. I already mentioned to you earlier, I think this morning, and I'm being honest with you, you know, I wasn't always a good person when I was a young man. I was sleeping with my girlfriend, so I knew what sexual orgasm was like. And a few days later, I had a very deep meditation, so I could compare the two, sensory pleasures and meditation pleasures. And my goodness, the meditation pleasures was much better than sleeping with your girlfriend. And afterwards, I wasn't so interested in my girlfriend anymore, but very interested in meditation.
咁首先讲个五官嗰个落受咧，同埋我哋嗰个第六识咧，我哋个意识个落受系两回事嚟嘅。我哋琴晚有讲过咧，老师话当我哋如果你系纵情于你个欲念嗰个咧，即系嗰个五官嗰个感受咧，咁嗰时候我哋个第六识就好难会出现噶。我哋琴日咪讲咧就话。 將個五個緊觀嘅樂趣慢慢降低，然後我哋個心嗰個樂趣先走出嚟嘅。你要慢慢將兩樣嘢係即係校個位嘅。當你停止咗個五觀個慾樂咧，咁個第六色嗰個樂樂就會出現噶。咁嗰時你要發覺咧就係非常之開心嘅。咁老師亦都俾個佢前晚都講過嘅，就係話咧佢禅修之前咧就係、是、跟個女朋友發生咗關係嘅，咁所以佢知道咩叫性行為嘅。咁當佢幾日之後咧，佢去做禅修咧，佢發覺原來禅修嘅樂咧，比佢嗰、那個即係性行為嘅樂咧，就係、是、多好多倍嘅樂趣啊！咁所以咧，佢覺得同女人冇乜興趣，所以佢要出家啦。
And the most important thing is that sensory pleasures never really satisfy you. As soon as you've had one wife, you want another one. You want a mistress. As soon as you got 1 million, you want 2 million.As soon as you got one house, you want another house. Sensory pleasures are endless. You always want something more. But in the pleasure of meditation, because it's based on letting go, it means you're content. And you find, I'll mention this later on, the two types of freedom in our world. The first is the freedom of desire, which is the pursuit of pleasure.And the second in meditation is the freedom from desire. You just don't want anything. Of those two pleasures, the freedom from desire, we don't want anything. That's much better than the freedom of desire when you go wanting, wanting, wanting.
咁我哋最大嘅分別咧，我哋慾樂啊，即係我哋嘅五官嘅慾樂咧，我哋會不斷去追求嘅。即係好似你有一個太太咁，你又想有個情人啦。你有間屋，你又想有第二間屋。當你賺到100萬，你又想有200萬。我哋不斷去追求嘅，咁你先可以滿足你嗰、那個五官嘅慾樂嘅。但至於我哋禪修嘅樂咧，就係、是、嗰個方法咧，我係 letting go， 我係放下啲嘢啊。我哋唔需要任何嘢，我哋係個滿足嘅心啊。咁所以嗰個分別就喺呢度啦。最大嘅分別一個就係去不斷去追求，不斷去揾一個我哋放低，你唔使做嘢就咁開心啦。